Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're continuing our series on demographics. But first, on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, we'd love to answer your questions. If you have a question that you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in and we'll answer it on an AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. Send your questions to victor@victorjm.com and we'll answer it live on the air. That's victor@victorjm.com. We are back. On today's show, we're talking about the economy, and in particular, how demographics can be a predictor of the housing market. Economists rarely look to human behavior to predict the economy. They usually look at government and expect government to be one of the major drivers of the economy. But in truth, demographics plays a much larger role than economists give it credit for. And recently, the economics team at Fannie Mae teamed up with researchers at the University of Southern California to look at demographics as a predictor of housing demand. We know from published census information that we can predict when people buy houses at certain points in their lives. They enter the workforce at age 20. They retire in the U.S. at an average age of 63. They get their first apartment at age 26, and they buy their first home around 31 years of age, although the millennials seem to be delayed in that process by about 2 years. We know that people buy their largest home at 41, and demographics predicts when people purchase vacation homes. It also predicts that people in their 60s and 70s make up the largest number of those who vacation on cruise ships. Demographics predicts behavior. The baby boom generation, which comprises those born between 1946 and 1964, has an enormous housing market footprint. The baby boomers inhabit 32 million owner-occupied homes in the U.S., accounting for 2 out of every 5 homes in the country. Generations born before the baby boomers own another 14 million homes, and collectively, this vast inventory of 46 million homes owned by older Americans is worth an estimated $13.5 trillion. Data from several studies that date back to the 1980s suggest that people tend to stay in their homes as long as they can. From age 50 until well into the 70s, home ownership starts to drop, but it's very gradual. It remains remarkably stable. And from the 70s into the 80s, then the numbers start to drop dramatically. And by 85, only a third of people are still living in their own homes. It's in that decade that we can expect to see a large inventory of homes come on the market in a very short time period. So there's a few major questions to answer. Number one, when is this going to happen? Number two, exactly how many homes are we talking about each year? And number three, will there be enough buyers coming behind them to absorb the inventory when it appears on the market? From the data, we can conclude that there are a larger number of people expected to leave the housing market than at any time in history, starting now over the next 2 decades. We've got 14 million homes that are owned by people who are older than the baby boomers now. These homes are starting to appear on the market as we speak. Homes owned by the elderly are not generally the most up-to-date. Many of them are going to have deferred maintenance issues and will be in need of remodeling in order to appeal to the discerning buyer in today's market. That represents a business opportunity, but it also is a problem. These older homes are not necessarily in the best condition. Researchers found that between 2006 and 2016, 9.2 million older Americans transitioned out of home ownership. They predict another 11 million will do the same by 2026. And by 2036, more than another 13 million, maybe as many as 14.5 million, will have done the same thing. This equates to an average of somewhere between 1.1 to 1.3 million homes coming on the market each year. That's about double what it was in the 1990s. We're already seeing that millennials have entered the home ownership market a couple of years later than the previous generation. They're staying at home longer with parents, they're getting married later, and they're having children later than the previous generation. Therefore, the demand for homes has been less than their age would predict simply based on historical data. That drop in demand, combined with a large number of homes coming on the market on the supply side, suggests a supply imbalance that could last for many years to come. If it's a problem, somewhere in there also lies a business opportunity. As you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.